program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
welcome subgenius to your future. Ah. Welcome, child of Dobbs, to that bright, gleaming subgenius afterlife that you knew we'd get. Yes. Oh, and it's all ours. Because Bob wasn't lying. Here we all are in the escape vessels of the sex goddesses, tesseracting through the velvet cosmos as we detonate our pleasure senses to the nth level, wallowing in brain-buggering excesses of pure off-planet slack. Oh, yes, it was all true. Bob's covenant with his own mutated people was finally, blazingly fulfilled. And so what if it happened a few years late? Oh, it was certainly worth the wait to watch all those vicious, slack-sucking fink bastards fry sputtering in their own fat. Just like Dobbs promised. So now, just sit back and frop and fornicate to the sweetest sounds this side of Uranus as we at long last kick Earth's stinking dust off of our heels and rocket out of the sorry, suck-ass 10th-rate solar system. Oh, thank you, Bob.
Take a trip in my rocket ship. We'll have a lovely afternoon. Kiss the world goodbye and away we fly. Destination moon. Travel fast as light till we're lost from sight. The earth is like a toy balloon. What a thrill you get riding on a jet. Destination moon. We'll go up, 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 up. Straight to the moon we two. High in the starry blue. I'll be out of this world with you. So away we steal in a spacemobile. A supersonic honeymoon. Leave your cares below. Pull the switch, let's go. Destination moon. Into the Milky Way, we'll wander while we watch the folks down yonder. Oh, we're gonna have a lovely afternoon. Up on the highest constellation, we'll look out across the nation, cause the earth is like a tiny toy balloon. We'll go up, 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 straight to the moon we two. High in the starry blue, I'll be out of this world with you. So away we steal in a spacemobile, a supersonic honeymoon. Leave your cares below, pull the switch, let's go. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Destination
Venus, more than darkness lies between us. 20 so happy to land up on the planet Mars. It's up there I got to know many stars. I was so glad to land up on the planet Mars. It's up there I got to know many stars. We alert this grammar about Hollywood. All our stars and starlets are acting good. While on top of Mars have action for so. Even the queen and all up there are singing calypso. What I like with Mars is the female. Every girl child on Mars was born with a tail. Roy looking like Jane, Jane resembled Roy. It's by the tail you could tell the girl from the boy. Her Majesty came to meet me on my arrival with a headpiece looking like the Taj Mahal. I really thought the people used to talk gibberish, but they surprised me by talking fluent English. She said, darling, give me a reason for visiting Mars in Calypso season. Before I could her answer the queen's question, the lady started to sing me the green-faced man. What I like with Mars is the female. Every girl child on Mars was born with a tail. Roy looking like Jane, Jane resembled Roy. It's by the tail you could tell the girl from the boy. And then she took me to her palace that afternoon and introduced me to some people come from the moon. This is no lie, believe me, it's the awful truth. I met doctors and lawyers in their birthday suit. And another funny thing that had me beat, I noticed all the ladies' chairs didn't have no seat. And then I checked up on myself as male, and I remembered the size of the lady's tail. What I like with Mars is the female. Every girl child on Mars was born with a tail. Roy looking like Jane, Jane resembled Roy. It's by the tail you could tell the girl from the boy. Another very funny thing that I saw up there was a Siamese twin brother and sister. I'm watching these, my eyes nearly drop out my head. And if I show you how they join on, you sure drop dead. Her Majesty said, darling, don't look at these. If you want a real thrill, give my tail a squeeze. If I didn't stop dreaming, I should take a life. I'd wake up choking the delight out of my wife. What I like with Mars is the female kind. You could know them if you watch them good from behind. And looking like Dan, Dan resemble Anne. It's by the tail you could tell the woman from man.
I was strolling through the park one night, and oh, I felt so blue, when I heard a little voice say,
I'm so lonely too.
Then I turned around to look, and to my surprise, a little space girl sat there crying right before my eyes. Stepping up a little closer to see what I could see, she said,
Mr. Earthman, will you please marry me?
I said, well, no, I couldn't do that. Well, that just wouldn't be right. 'Cause you and me and you, we don't even look alike. 'Cause you've got four arms,
the better to hold you.
Three lips,
the better to kiss you.
Three eyes,
I'm
people think when we go strolling by? Why, they not only laugh at us, they lay right down and die. Then they'd put you and me in jail, there we would be. And the people, they'd come from miles around just to look at you and me. 'Cause you've got four arms,
the better to hold you.
Three lips,
the better to kiss you.
Three eyes, I've had enough of this. She said,
please, Mr. Birdman, just one little kiss.
I said, okay, 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 but then you go away. But when I finished kissing her, I had this to say. Oh, you've got four arms,
the better to hold you.
Three lips,
the better to kiss you.
Three.
There's only I. and I see you. Let's go cruise on my Honda. Maybe she'll get it, but chances are no, 'cause space is quite scary. You better be wary. Space mission, you did get permission, but your mom will not follow to where life seems so hollow. So do exercises and eat all your space goo. I know that it tastes bad, but what can one guy do? Announcing a message from Mission Control. It says, do all your space chores and lock all the space doors. It's not so fantastic. It's not so sublime. It's just a space mission. Forget about time. Space mission. Space mission. Floating on by. Inky black sky.
Oh, yes, Seekers. Oh, isn't it fabulous? I can scarcely believe it. Oh, we're finally off of that stinking crap ball. Oh, I hope everyone's having a good time here on the escape vessels. I just thought I'd play a little background music for your debauchery. Oh, we heard a little bit of David Byrne. Don't want to be part of your world. No kidding, we didn't want to be, and we didn't have to be. Oh, we heard a little bit of an 80s band, and they're called Einstein. I didn't care for them much, so we switched to the Ames Brothers with Destination Moon. And then the Rizzillos with Destination Venus. And Erskine Zooli at the Carlton Beach Hotel doing the Calypso trip to Mars. And Jesse Lee Turner had a fling with a little space girl. Planet B had a space girl fling under a yellow sky with only you and me. And then Tom Owen popped in on a space mission, but he had time for the space girls, too. And before we get out of the inner terrestrial belt of the planets, I thought I'd throw in the London Symphony here, playing Bowie's Life on Mars. Oh, yes, Seekers. Oh. And I think we had a little Frank Sinatra in there. I didn't think he was supposed to be on board, so here's fair warning, Frank. I'm going to put your ass through the airlock as soon as I find you. Yeah, there are a few people on my list. Oh, but it's worth it. Seekers, yes. We're hurtling through the cosmos on an appointment with true slack. Oh, yes. Oh, the splendor of our new vista, Seekers. Oh, nothing but a universe to conquer. Nothing but slack in the sex goddesses and an everlasting communion with dogs. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it any more than you can, Seekers. So was mine an instrumental vein of space songs to celebrate our newfound freedom in space. Damn.
Oh, yes, that's the taste of what we need, Seekers. Oh, yes, what beautiful accompaniment for our hurtling through the cosmos on the escape vessels. Oh, yeah, the thing we just heard was the insect surfers with meteorite storm. From Reverb Sun. And before that, Journey to the Stars was by the Space Cossacks. And that War of the Satellites, oh, that was by the Masters, the Ventures. From the Ventures in Space. Oh, yes. Oh, wasn't that great, Seekers? Oh, so just order up a couple more asteroid belts and let's party like it's 1998 to the sounds of Jeff Love and his disco orchestra. Oh, down with a boogie. The mic's still on, stupid.
No, it's not stupid. The red light stays on. You just never know, see?
Oh. Oh. I stand corrected.
No, you sit corrected on your butt down here in the subterranean bunker, battling like a lunatic about pleasure saucers and finally getting off.
As if.
What's the matter, fool?
Hey, what gives?
X day still 2 days away.
You're not lying to the Seekers, are you, Susan?
No,
you're not lying.
I just X day.
Well, are you?
Huh?
What?
I just want it
to be true so much. I guess I'm just trying to dream it into existence with a show.
I believe in fairies approach.
Yeah, well, hey, look. It worked with Tinkerbell.
Only to a point. You've seen her lately. It's pretty tragic what a bad pixie dust habit can do to a girl. Someone ought to tell her that that little green skirt sure doesn't hide those depends of hers.
Oh, there go we all, but for the grace of Connie.
But you know,
for a moment there while I was doing the show, I was so into it that I was really believing it myself. And now that I think of it, maybe that's it.
Yeah?
Maybe it's worth a chance. Any chance to tip the luck plane in the direction of the rupture.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gotta happen. I mean, hell, I'm 3 years older than I ever planned on being, and I'm pretty damn pissed about it.
Yeah, you and me both, sister.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And you know, I sure didn't join the stupid cult back in 81 just to get a damn 20-year pin with a coprolite chip.
Hey,
I paid my money. I stroke the hell out of Dobbs, and I sincerely believe that party line.
You sure?
And now I want to get off tit for tat.
Hey, that's fine for tat.
What's a freaking hold up here?
Yeah, ordinarily this is where I'd bitch slap you and carefully apply a caustic therapeutic verbal abuse about how the stupid cult's just a shabby scam or a scabby sham.
What?
But I'm not going.
You're going to pass up the chance to skewer me?
So?
Why?
Well, to tell the truth, it's kind of nice seeing y'all wildly positive for a change. It's almost cute. Yeah, plus, you know, I always like to do what I can to keep this floozy unit online.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's damn altruistic of you.
Mm-hmm, I thought so.
You know, I thought you were only programmed for evil.
Yeah.
dabble in a lot of crap, you'd be surprised.
Oh, hey, yeah,
is it time to push more musical pig down the old pipe on here?
That's right. Okay, I feel like doing a little talking here at the Seeker, so okay.
Oh, yeah.
Be quiet, because I'm going to turn the mic back on, okay?
Okay, don't worry about me.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
I never looked at the night sky without an awareness that there's more out there than we can ever hope to understand. Things we might sense if we weren't too stupid to admit their existence.
I sail upon a crimson wave.
Of Adam Blessing. Man, you play a lot of out and out crap,
please.
Hey, I don't see you contributing any material, Lizzie Fordham.
Touche.
Yeah, the very idea of you contributing anything to the Funhouse is manifestly absurd.
That reminds me. You know, I saw the passenger manifest for the X-Day.
Yes. My manifest destiny.
It's more like you got a manly fist destiny in store for you, Toots. You're so shapely ass wasn't listed on that thing anywhere.
But I have my boarding pass right here. Hey, wait a minute. This is for the Achille, Laura.
Hey, be sure to try their cling offer cocktail. Two shots and a splash.
There's got to be some kind of mistake or something. I'm going to go call Stang and straighten this out. Here, you take over the show, okay?
What will I do?
Get Frank and you two finish up our tour of the solar system.
And keep it clean, you sleazebag.
I'm off.
Trust
bye.
Me. Ta-ta.
Ah, good. Enough of this crap. Sweet.
Hey, come on out, Frank. Crank it up and let's make it stink.
And then to your is heaven.
Heaven. Oh, you know, friend, if it's really heaven.
How will I know?
What's that smell?
It's Uranus, Boner.
God damn it, is it?
I mean the planet, Uranus, Boner.
Blazy, the comets, Captain. You mean you brought us back to that godforsaken stinkhole of a planet where Seaman Bob bit the cosmic weenie?
If memory serves me correctly, Doctor, you pronounced Seaman Bob dead after he fainted from the smell of this planet. Whether he was actually dead or not is disputable.
And it was on your recommendation, Boner, that I pronounced him buried.
I'm a doctor, Jim, not a goddamn funeral director.
Still, I'd feel better if I could just see that Seaman Bob's gravesite was undisturbed. Isn't that it over there, Mr. Sperm?
Exactly 7.4 feet right in front of you, Captain.
That's impossible. There's nothing there but an empty hole in the ground.
Venus shouldn't radiate impulses.
I said your Venus, you fool!
I don't mean the static. Can't you hear the other thing?
What other thing?
Your Venus!
Listen to it, Paul. Listen to the voice.
Thank you. made you welcome to this earth. You made it the charnel house.
What is this place? It looks like Cinderella's castle.
Try Cinderfella's castle, gentlemen.
I don't believe my eyes. It's Seaman Bob. And check out the bulge inside his swamis. He must be happy to see us.
Mr. Sperm, could it be an illusion?
Negative, Captain. The readings indicate it is real. It registers as a 5-foot penis.
My God, could you imagine this man's career in X-rated movies?
Gentlemen, don't look so surprised. It's because you left me for dead.
He was dead, damn it, Jim. I'm sure of it.
Wrong, Doctor. I was quite alive when you planted me in the ground. Fortunately for me, the highly fertilized soil of the stinking planet caused me to metamorphosize into the creature you see here today.
I believe he's space happy, Jim. Be careful.
Right. Seaman Bob, so good to see you looking in the pink.
Shove it, Quirk. You're not going to be glad to see me at all. Behold!
What have you done with my men?
Don't worry, Quirk. I merely sent them to a place of non-existence.
You mean back to Los Angeles?
No, idiot. I sent them to a black void right here on the planet. And there ain't going to be no more Captain Quirks running around either, because I plan to let my wrath fall on you!
Well, I don't think you know what you're dealing with, mister. I got a starship up there with enough power to...
To do what, Quirk? I'm a genetically altered human being with big plans.
Big plans, little man, and they start with taking over your
something's
ship.
Going on.
Taking
I'm
over my ship?
Nobody
takes over my ship, mister.
You're running Sex Trek 3. Hey, it's a wrap of Bob. It's appropriate. Check it out.
Yeah, but enough Masterpiece Theater for right now, because something's definitely up. I'm not on that list.
See, told you.
I better hightail my butt to brushwood, and I'm going to get off this planet, girlfriend, if I got to tear a piece off of Stang and Bob's butts and braid a rope to the saucers.
Whoa, hey. Sounds like an idea.
Hey, why don't you finish up with this album? Looks like you played a little bit of it.
Claw too.
Take care of the shop, okay.
Anytime.
Good night.
Good night.
Said, get in, Jackson.
rupturing, Captain. Brace yourself. Readings, Mr. Sperm. Fascinating.
You can score some free information about Bob and the Church of the Subgenius by dropping a stamped self-addressed envelope to Bob at Post Office Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
Or visit them online at www.subgenius.com.